Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm super excited to have you joining us here today. Listen, today's show, I'm telling you what, it is so off the chain. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. This is your lovely host, Charvette Mitchell, and today's show is all about the artists. We're going to be checking in with some of the best artists that are around. I'm telling you what, we've got representation from the capital city of Richmond. We have representation from Virginia, and we're just going to keep it rolling here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So in the studio hanging out with me now, I'm going to be bringing him to the mic, I have none other than Brian Pounds. Oh, my goodness. You know he is back by popular demand. He's been on the show two times before. If you haven't heard of him, I think you might be living under a rock. But he reminds you and puts you in the mind of like John Legend and Joss Stone. But he has that fusion of jazz and soul and pop and gospel. And then he's also figured out a way where he is a worshiper as well. So I'm telling you what, Brian Pound is someone you want to keep your eye on. So we're just going to catch up with him and see what's been going on in his world. And then we're going to talk to Richmond's own teen singing sensation, Niasia. Oh, my goodness. She has been all around. This young lady is only 14 years old. Yes, I said it. 14 years old, and she was nominated for the 2013 Stella Awards for Children's Project of the Year. Yes, she's a Stella Award nominated artist at the age of 14. So we're going to be checking in with her to see what's going on, and then we'll finish up the segment with our last artist spotlight. We're going to be talking to Harriet Vanderpool. She just snagged like four 2013 South Florida Gospel Music Awards, and we're going to be checking in with her, chatting about her current release, I Can, and see what else is up in her world. So again, hopefully you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and I hope you're connected with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. So we're ready to move right on in. I'm going to the virtual studio, and I'm bringing my first guest on the line again. This gentleman, Brian Pound, back by popular demand. Listeners, put your hands together as we welcome Brian back to the studio. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Charvette. It's so good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
I know. I'm just glad. I've been watching you. I've been following you, and I was like, I have to have him back just because I love all the awesome things that are going on in your life right now.
Yes, God has opened up some great doors. I'm just excited.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the things you've done since the last time we've chatted. So I know that you had an opportunity to go to the Stella Awards in Nashville. What was that like?
Oh, my goodness. I've never been before, and it was like, I got an opportunity to go to the BMI luncheon and where they were honoring Tremaine, where they were honoring Kurt Carr and Edwin Hawkins, and just the music. I mean, the people that you hear on the radio all the time, the gospel superstars, I guess they're just walking just back and forth in front of you. I wasn't sitting at a table eating anything. I was a part of the peanut gallery in the back, but even those seats were, I don't know how I managed to get in there, but somehow God opened the door. It was so cool. I mean, the music was just so beautiful. It was Donald Lawrence, I mean, his background vocals, I mean, it was amazing. And then I was like, I can't believe my ears are hearing this. It was perfect.
Wow.
And then going on, they had so many concerts and events that were being hosted. Carlos Hale and also PK was hosting events, and it was just, tons of people were out there. I mean, Kevin Bond was in the audience when I was singing. Talk about intimidating.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. And then just it was just everybody. But it was an awesome experience. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And because of that, I made so many great contacts, met so many wonderful people, and so many more doors are opening, you know, and I'm just grateful.
Praise God. And I love that you and I took a picture together at the Stellars, and it's one of my favorite pictures. It's on my Facebook page, listeners, if you're connected with me. So I'm glad I got a chance to grab you on that night in particular. But, yeah, it definitely was. The whole entire weekend I felt very like gospel Hollywood the whole entire
weekend. It was. I mean, the whole awards itself were just amazing. The performances, I mean, the people, everybody was dressed to the nines for sure.
And did you, while you were sitting in the audience, did you see yourself in the future? Like, did you see yourself and say, I'm going to be on that stage one day?
You know what? I don't know. It was kind of, in a way, intimidating. I don't know if I... I kind of want to be like, I don't know if I want to be on that stage.
Right. Like, it'd be nerve-wracking singing live.
I know, right? I don't know. Yeah, it would be awesome. It'd be great. I would walk through that door if it opened, you know.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's just like, I mean, there are people who are already just doing it and doing it well. You know, they're just anointed. They're powerful. They're great. And they have awesome talents and abilities, you know. So if God opens the door, yes.
All right. I like that. I like that. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we welcome you. Hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with artist Brian Pound. And that's Pound like pound cake. Brian Pound.
Yep.
Check him out, brianpound.com. We welcome you, all those that are tuning in from all over. Those that are on the phone lines, we say hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those listening from Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and Charvette.com, we welcome you as well. All right. So you have something else awesome that's coming up. You are going to be on the 700 Club. Tell us about that.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I went to sing background with Jesse Stevenson. He was he went for a taping there, and he introduced me to the girl. And come to find out, she had been trying to figure out how to get in touch with me. So
wow,
God thing. She's like, I've heard your music. You know, it's I was thinking about how in the world can I get in touch with you. And look, you're here today, you know, so, and so that opened up that door. And so this, next Friday, I'm actually going to go for the taping. And I think in a few months, it's actually going to air.
Okay.
On the 700 Club. Mm-hmm. But okay, I got the band, everybody's set. I got the background vocals. I mean, these people are good, and I cannot wait.
Oh, my God. So listeners, keep watching us on Twitter and follow Brian on Twitter. How can they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, well, just my name, Brian Pound, BryanPound. I just try to keep everything simple, my name. So my website is BrianPound.com, my Twitter name. You can catch me on Facebook, just my name. So.
Great, very simple. And, of course, we'll share that information. But I'm telling you, the doors that will – well, number one, I got to pause a second. The young lady was looking for you, trying to figure out how to contact you, and then voila, you appear. I mean, if that is not God ordering your steps, I don't know what else is.
That's how I felt. I got chills, you know, when she was telling me that, because I'm thinking, like, you know, every now and then, people, you get discouraged, you know. You just feel like, you know, am I pushing this, you know, or are you pushing it, God? You know, I just want to make sure my motives are correct, you know. Am I, you know, because I think even, like, going to the Stellars, I loved and all, but people like to push themselves, you know, and I never want to fall into that category. You got to market, you got to do things, but at the same time, you got to draw the line where you got to allow God to do it and not you just continually pushing, you know. So I guess I was in that vein of mind. I'm like, God, I don't want to be pushing myself, you know.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you're in this. And so when she said that, you know, it was just, it gave me chills and that reassurance that, okay, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing some of it, you know, but at the same time, God is like, God has opened up doors. And so I just want to make sure I'm in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Am I pushing this? Or are you pushing this? That will
prove. Right.
That's good right there. That is good right there. That's a check. That's a check for us all. And no matter what medium, what area you're in, that's a good check. And you know what? I always say God gives us breadcrumbs kind of along the way to remind us that we are going the right way. So that was kind of one of those breadcrumbs in the forest.
That's definitely.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, well, we will look out for that appearance on the 700 Club. And then in Richmond, you're going to be at the 2013 Transformation Expo coming up on March 9th. So, wow, that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I think my manager, Dominique, he called me and said, hey, guess what? You're on Transformation Expo. I'm like, really? I'm like, that's awesome. I've never been, and I've just heard it's been so great. And I know Israel's going to be on there, so I can't wait to hear him. He's inspirational, so I just cannot wait to hear him.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be sharing the stage with a lot of people. Pastor Charles Jenkins, with that the song that we all know, all sing, and just so many more.
Awesome.
Troy Snee. Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Troy Snee. I mean, there's a laundry list of gospel artists that will be there. So it's awesome you get to share the stage. And for those that are not in Richmond, Transformation Expo is put on by Praise 104.7 FM. So big shout out to them over there. And at least 5,000 people are in attendance, at the least. So it's an awesome, opportunity. So,
I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Making me nervous, Charlotte.
Well, you got time to get nervous.
Right.
At least 5,000 people in attendance. A big shout out. So the other cool thing that has happened with you, an update in your life since the last time we chatted, was that you are now engaged.
I am. I've been engaged since July of last year.
Oh, and she is just a doll. I met her in person, live and in living color, at the Men in Worship, a concert series that you were at. We'll talk about that in a minute, but she's just a doll. And so what is it? Is it like, are you the groomzilla? Are you like just playing everything and I'm just going to show up? Which one are you?
I don't really – I think we're actually – we both like to have mutual say in things. You know, we both respect each other's opinion. But, of course, you're going to – the bride is going to have the say in a lot of stuff. You know? So I'm just – if it's going to come down to either or, I'm sure it's going to be her way than mine, because girls are different. You know, they've probably been planning their weddings a long time. Guys just kind of stumble on it. I don't know.
Awesome. Well, I'm telling you, but we're just excited that, again, we had a chance to just check in with you, and we'll do this again, I think, on a regular basis. I put in my e-blast promotion that you're one of my favorite artists, honestly, and what I love is that your project, A Reality, again, like I said, listeners, fuses jazz and soul and pop and gospel, but, you know, I've also heard you live, and I've also heard you in that praise and worship in that vein, and you just flow so well. So you're such a well-rounded artist, and I use it, when I say artist, I use that more for the CD, but when I just see you praise and worship, you're such a well-rounded worshiper. How do you kind of keep connected to God and keep hearing kind of the direction to go and the flow to go, in particular with praise and worship music?
I'm the music director at the Pentecostals of Richmond, and so on a constant basis, I'm always leading in worship, and I can't help it, you know. Even if I do like my songs, you know, I hate to not flow into at least a worship song or something.
Yeah.
Because I love the presence of God, and I love it when He comes in. I just feel so. If I feel He's not in an event, you know, it makes it so uncomfortable. You know,
yeah.
When it's just a bunch of noise and a bunch of sound and there's a lot of hype, but you don't feel the presence of God, I get extremely nervous, you know. Mm. But there's something about when you begin to sing and just, I mean, like the men of worship thing, I mean, Ty Francis and James Johnson, and then I sing as well. I mean, it was just, they did so good, and God's presence was just ushered in. And a change happens, you know, when God's presence comes in. You know, you leave changed, you leave invigorated, you leave with more purpose and more desire and a greater hunger for God, you know. And you don't leave intimidated, you don't leave like looking down on yourself or looking, but you look forward and ahead with anticipation at what God is doing, you know. And I think that's how you know. I'm going off the subject. That's how you know, like, event, I think, is of God and that God is in it. How are you when you leave? You know, did something happen there that makes you different? That, you know, so many times we can just go to so many things and a change doesn't happen, you know. So I just think that if God's coming in, a change is going to happen.
A change is going to happen. And so big shout out to Minister Dante Tillman and Minister of Music Roland Robinson Jr., who are the organizers of the Men in Worship concert series, which takes place the first Friday of every month, a new birth. And you can check out meninworship.com for all the information on that, where they've done an excellent job of creating a worship atmosphere every concert they've had. And what I really liked when I saw you there is how you intertwine your background vocalist with yourself, and so you were willing to share the stage. You didn't hog the stage. You let two of them really kind of step out and take the lead for a little while. And so I think really shows that you were really about what God was doing, and that it wasn't about you being on show with this. So.
Oh, I mean, how could you not? I mean, Jewel Booker.
Yes.
She's like, I don't like to go anywhere without her. She is incredible. And then Allison Lilly.
Yes.
Who leads worship, I believe, at Hope Christian Ministries.
Yes,
she is she's incredible, and they're just awesome people that love to worship. And you can't help but just hand them a mic and just let them go.
Let them go. And listeners, if you don't know those names, you will swiftly know about those young ladies.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So one more time, Brian, tell our listeners how they can contact you, pick up your project, and all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You can go to my website, brianpound.com, and that's BRYANPOUND. And you can hit me up on Twitter, Brian Pound, Facebook, Brian Pound. My music is on Amazon MP3. It's on iTunes. It's on CD Baby. You can also get it from my website. And also you can order a hard copy of my CD on my website, or just wait till I'm singing somewhere in Richmond and you can find me and hit me up, and then we can definitely do something then. So, yeah.
Phenomenal. So I'm going to let the listeners hear a little bit of Smile, which is off your project. Do you want to tell them a little bit about it before we go to it?
Oh, sure. This song is just telling God, you know, it was just an awesome day. I walked outside and I knew that this day and these clouds were created just for me.
Mm.
And I love windy days, and I love a blue sky and just those awesome clouds going across. And I just felt a connection with it, that it was just for me, that, and it made me smile. And I just began to have a God moment. And then I just began to think about all the things that God has created that make me smile. And so then this song came out of it. So this is called Smile, and hopefully it does make you smile and worship God.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. I enjoy you, and I'm telling you what, keep on doing big and bad things.
Thank you, Charvette. You too.
All right. Here we go, listeners.
Sunshine and summer green. Flowers in the spring, a rainy day, a starry night. No dancing by the light, sounds of every tide, lofty clouds painted by twilight. Everything that was in this endeavor will be, was created by you.
that's a little bit there of Smile by Brian Pound. Again, check him out, brianpound.com. I love him. Listen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with our second artist spotlight segment. Oh, yes, I'm excited to chat with Niasia. She is Richmond's own teen singing sensation. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she's enjoying the virtual snack that are in the virtual green room. We'll be right back after this. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Get ready to be blessed so you can be a bigger blessing in 2013. Register for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, March 9th at the Comfort Suites Hotel in Glen Allen, Virginia. Conference host is none other than Yvette Tatum. Keynote speaker is Alton Jameson. And the spotlight speaker, Nicole Cleveland. Serving as your mistress of ceremonies will be Charvette Mitchell. Advance registration is $25, $35 after January 31st. Register today at surroundedbyfaith.org. That's surroundedbyfaith.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And listen, you just heard a commercial for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference that's coming Saturday, March 9th to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. It is $35 for the ticket, which includes lunch. But guess what? Somebody touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, guess what? We are sponsoring one ticket. We are giving away one ticket. So if you can attend this event in Richmond, Virginia on Saturday, March 9th, inbox me on Facebook, direct message me on Twitter, or send me a email, and you could win this ticket, all right? You can email me at charvettem@aol.com. All right, so we are rolling right along into our next segment again. I'm excited to have this young lady on with us. Niasia, I know if you are in the capital city of Richmond, you have heard about this dynamic young lady who, again, is only 14 years old, and she is a Stella Award-nominated artist, and I'm bringing her to the mic right now, and I need you to put your hands together and welcome Niasia. Hello there. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. I tell you. So what has been going on in your world? Oh, my goodness, your experience at the Stella Awards. You got to tell us about that.
Yes, everything was so crazy there. I loved it, especially it was my second time going. And before, like I said, at the gag meeting last night.
Yes.
Last year I went and I couldn't even get on the red carpet thinking I was going to be able to get on there. I couldn't get on there. And this year, I was Stella Award nominated. I walked on that red carpet, girl. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. And you looked phenomenal doing it.
Thank
so,
you.
Oh, wow. And so your project was up for Children's Project of the Year. And
yes.
You released it. And, wow, I mean, and then you're nominated for the Stella Awards 2013. What was it like putting that debut album together? How did you pick your song?
I mean, it was just a blessing altogether, and I didn't really have trouble picking the songs because I knew which ones I wanted on the CD. I knew which ones would bring an inspiration to other kids and to other people throughout the world. And so the single that I have, Dreammaker, is basically explaining how friends and family members try to put you down,
yeah.
And you know God is your Dreammaker, and he can make all your dreams come true. All the songs in my CD are really inspirational to make people feel uplifted. That's what I want to do. I want to make them feel uplifted and not put themselves down. And I think that's what I was called to do. I was called to sing for God and bring people to his kingdom.
Wonderful. And listeners, we're going to let you hear Dreammaker in just a little bit. We are going to let you hear that. And so I love that what you just said ties into what you have on your Twitter page, because your Twitter page says all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. And so how, you know, as a young lady, you know, 14 years old, and you started recording really professionally at 12 years old, how did you have the courage to step out and do this and not just do all the other foolish stuff that maybe kids are doing at your age?
Well, I've been singing since the age of 3 years old with my mom in the choir, and I just really love to sing. So they put me in different talent competitions and different venues and things like that, so I could be known and so people could know me around Richmond.
Yeah.
And people started to recognize me in different things. So we met a producer named Corey Brown, and he recorded my first single, which is called Smile, that I made at the age of 12, which is on my debut album, Take Off. And that led to me having Take Off as my debut album at the age of 13. And then at 14, I was Stellar Award nominated. So things definitely moved fast for me, and I just try to keep myself uplifted in God, pray every day, every night, every chance I can get, keep myself around positive people and not negative people, because there's so many things that are going on right now, and especially with kids around my age and me being in high school, there's so many negative things going around, but everybody I'm around and everybody I see, I try to make them feel uplifted and make everything around me just positive so that, you know, I can just worship God.
Wow, it sounds like you are beyond your years. And you probably had people tell you that. And so how can, while people are listening, how can they connect with you on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff?
Well, you can go to my website, www.niasia.org, N-Y-A-S-I-A. My Twitter is I_Niasia, and my Facebook is Niasia Teen Singing Sensation. I also have a YouTube page, which is Niasia Teen Singing Sensation as well. But also on my website, you can see all the links to all my music downloads, iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, anywhere you want to go, you will find me. Just type in Niasia, and I'll be right there.
There you go. Simple, easy and simple. And so what have other maybe young people, you know, said to you about your project, about maybe how the music or what you're doing with music has inspired them or impacted them? Have you ever had any other young people say anything or ask you questions?
Yes, my friends and other kids come to me and they ask me questions about God and how I can help them through their situations and things like that, and how my music is just uplifting to them and makes them feel good. And, you know, I just tell them, if you believe in God and you trust in God and it's in His will, all your dreams can come true. And I always tie it back into Dreammaker, because that is the single, and I am trying to push that.
Right.
But what I was trying to tell them is, if you believe in God, anything can happen. You just have to trust in Him, and everything will be all right.
Great, great, great. And I definitely have to give a shout-out to your manager, which is your father. He really, really puts work in. And so big shout-out to him. Kind of reminds you of Beyonce's father. So he really puts work in. So big shout-out to him there. And so if there's somebody, it could be a teen, it could be an older person, it could be anybody that says, you know, hey, I really want to get my project out, you know, what are things or advice you would give to people that want to start to put together a project to put it out? Maybe one or two things you would recommend to them.
What I would tell them is promotions, really promotions. You just have to get yourself out. Any opportunity you see, take that opportunity, because even if it's a free event or there's not a lot of people, somebody will recognize you. And people talk. So they'll see you and they'll pass it along to everybody else, and that's how you will really get known, with promotions. So that's what you need to do, promote yourself.
I love that, because it is not in the numbers. Any media or promotional opportunity is a good opportunity. It is a good opportunity. I really like that. And so who are your, you know, if you're sitting at home and you're listening to your iPod or on the computer, who are some of the artists that you kind of listen to that maybe, you know, give you inspiration, or you just like their music?
I love Beyonce. I love Mary Mary. And, of course, I love my music.
Yeah.
I love them because they are strong, independent Black women.
Yes.
And their voices are so strong, and their work ethic is so hard. And every time I hear them sing or I see them live, you know, it just makes me want to push harder, because I see all the things that they're doing, and I know that I can do that too.
All right. So what do you have coming up? Where can people maybe see you minister?
Well, I will be at the Transformation Expo March 9th in Richmond, Virginia, at the Convention Center.
Yes.
All my other dates and tours and stuff like that are on my website, www.niasia.org. My dad doesn't try to tell me all of these things, actually, so I don't get overwhelmed. So really, most of the time, I don't know where I'll be going until a couple of days before. But I always practice just in case.
That's real talk. That's wisdom. That's good. That's good. And so Transformation Expo, you're going to be in good company. Our last guest that was on before you, Brian Pound, he's going to be there as well, along with a lot of different national recording artists. So big shout out that you have that opportunity to minister there, and certainly great exposure, over 5,000 people in attendance. So yes, that is awesome. So where do you see yourself in a couple years, maybe 3 years, maybe 5 years? Do you have a goal in mind? Where do you want to go?
I just want to go further with my career. I want to be bigger and better. And I feel like if I just pray to God and do things in His will and stay with gospel music, which I was called to do, then I will be better. If I continue in my voice lessons, continue in my prayers, continue reading the Bible, then I think I can get further in my career.
All right. I'm telling you what, I am glad that we had a chance to chat with you. I had heard about you. Certainly there was a buzz. There is a buzz about you. And I kept saying, I need to have her on the show. And then we had an opportunity to meet personally yesterday and made the connection. So that was awesome. Big shout out to the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild, which late breaking news, I am officially a guild member, a part of the GAG. So big shout out there to Ed Stevens and all that work there. Woohoo! Excited to be a part of that. And so I see you're a social media person. Do you like Twitter better than you like Facebook?
I like them both, but I will say that I am on Twitter more, but I try to stay on Facebook as much as I can with my fan page and with my regular page as well, but I actually am on Twitter more.
It's cool. Like, whatever avenue works for you. Some people are Facebook people, some people are Twitter people. So whichever one works for you, it works. All right. So if you just tuned in, we say hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with teen singing sensation Niasia, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we're going to let you hear, Dreammaker, which is off of her debut album, Takeoff. And then we're going to come back, and you've already kind of set it up for us. So hang out with us there, Niasia, and we're going to let the listeners hear Dreammaker. All right, here we go. stars. That was Dreammaker from the Stellar nominated CD Takeoff. That's available on iTunes by none other than Niasia. I'm telling you what, awesome job on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you see when you go into the studio again the next time you go? Will you be in kind of that same flavor? Do you feel like you're going a different direction? What do you think you're going to do?
I don't exactly know right now, but I know that I will have all types of music on there because I sing all types of gospel music. I can do pop gospel music or I do gospel music. You never know. So you'll have to buy the CD.
See, you're smart. I like that. All right. Give our listeners one more time your contact information, how they can find you on Twitter and Facebook, and your main website.
My main website is www.niasia.org, NYASIA. My Twitter, @_Niasia. My Facebook, Niasia Teen Singing Sensation. And my YouTube, Niasia Teen Singing Sensation. You can also find me on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, CD Baby, any music website. Type in Google and I'll be there.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by the virtual
Thank
studio.
You.
And we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back to our third segment hanging out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going to talk to Harriet Vanderpool. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, so I hope she's enjoying some virtual chicken and salad and tea and all that good stuff. But listen, she just snagged four 2013 South Florida Gospel Music Awards, Best Female Gospel Artist and Best Gospel Song of the Year and Best Gospel Album of the Year and Best New Gospel Artist. I'm telling you what, all for her sophomore project, I Can. And we're excited that we're going to chat it up with her and see what's going on in her world. So we're going to do that right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Get ready to be blessed so you can be a bigger blessing in 2013. Register for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, March 9th at the Comfort Suites Hotel in Glen Allen, Virginia. Conference host is none other than Yvette Tatum. Keynote speakers, Alton Jameson. And the spotlight speaker, Nicole Cleveland. Serving as your mistress of ceremonies will be Charvette Mitchell. Advance registration is $25, $35 after January 31st. Register today at surroundedbyfaith.org. That's surroundedbyfaith.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in, those that are hanging out in the chat room. Hello. Those on the phone lines, we welcome you. Those listening from Twitter and Facebook and Charvette.com and Blog Talk Radio, and our faithful archive listeners who will listen to this in the future. Isn't that awesome? They'll listen to it later. We welcome you, and we thank you so much for checking us out here. Now, as the commercial said, the Throw Your Hands Up Conference is coming. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show has a ticket that we are sponsoring. The value is $35, and it includes your lunch. If you are in Richmond or can get to Richmond and you want this ticket, you need to inbox me on Twitter, you need to inbox me on Facebook, or you can send me an email saying, I want that ticket to the Throw Your Hands Up Conference. Again, you can email me at charvettem@aol.com, and that's Charvette, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. All right, there you go. There you have it. Okay, so we're rolling into our third artist spotlight segment. Again, I'm excited to have this dynamic young lady coming through the virtual studio, Harriet Vanderpool. Had the opportunity to meet her last night in person and was like, hey, I'd love to have you on the show. So, listeners, I need you to put your hands together as we bring to the mic Harriet Vanderpool. Hello, Harriet. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi, Charvette. How you doing, love?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fine.
Oh, wow. So, like I said, you just snagged like four awards from the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. What was that feeling like?
Oh, it was tremendous. You know, I was so shocked because I didn't get a chance to go because I was suffering with the flu. And so they called me and they told me that I had won two awards. So, you know, that kind of shocked me at first. And then later on that night, they had told me, they said, well, it's not over yet. So I was still trying to bask in the knowledge of receiving, getting the first two.
Yeah.
And then later on, they told me I had won all four. So, you know, I was just on cloud 150 somewhere out there, you know, giving God the glory and the praise because he is awesome. I tell you, Javette, he's just awesome, and I just love him.
Oh, my goodness. And this is for your sophomore project called I Can. So tell us about that project, the songs, the writers, the producers, all that good stuff.
Well, when I started writing this project, I actually only had started writing one song. And, you know, I told the Lord, I said, you know, I just want to start off writing one song because earlier I had did a different project. And, you know, you go through your trials and your tribulations and you go through a lot of struggles in trying to get a CD done. So because I had went through so much with that, I said, well, I'm just going to do this one song that the Lord gave me this time, and that's going to be it. And it just happened when I started doing the song, I was working with a young man named Keith Law. He worked with the Winans and Donnie McClurkin and so on of that nature. He was he was a blessing to me.
Yeah.
So he came in and he did my music for me. And, you know, I thought that would just be one song. That was it. But as I continued to work with him, the Lord just kept giving me songs. I said, so, Lord, you know, you keep giving me songs. What am I going to do with this?
Right.
You know, I had no intention of making another CD. He just gave me a song and I just decided just to do the one song. But he just kept giving me songs. So in the process of looking at people's lives and my life experiences and just my walk with the Lord, he just kept giving me songs, and one song led to two, and two led to three, and next thing I know, I had 12 songs. So what do you do with 12 songs?
Right.
You make a CD.
Yeah.
You make a CD. So, you know, a lot of the things that God, the message that God has given me are in that CD. And one of the main things that he told me, he says, you can. Don't we have to go through trials and tribulations, and we got to struggle, and we got to go through frustrations, and it's hard, you know, doing anything for the Lord. But God says, you know, I've given you power, and I've given you authority so that enables you to walk through it. He says, everything that I've given you, you just gotta work it out. You know, I gave you the ability to do a CD. Now you got to work out the details of how to get it done, you know.
Yeah.
Perseverance through it all. And that's pretty much how the title came up with I Can, is I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Wow. So you wrote all of the songs on the CD. You are the writer.
I am the predominant writer. My husband did two songs off of the CD. So he did my backup with me, another man named Keith, Holy Boy. He helped me with some of my backup, and I had another young lady named Tremaine Akins. She did some of my backup for me. But predominantly, yeah, the Lord gave me the songs, yes.
Wow. And so once you figured out, okay, well, this is a CD project, I guess I need to get it out there and start promoting, did you see it opening doors for you to go minister in different areas and in different atmospheres and environments?
Yes, it's a different type of music from what I'm usually singing. Usually I'm in the church. I'm the church soloist at my church.
Okay.
So it's a different feel, you know, a lot of times. Well, I sing for the opening before the pastors preach. So the type of feel is a little bit different, more of contemporary versus worship and, you know,
right,
the essence of it. So when I put the project on, I told my pastor, I said, I want you to listen to this. I said, but I want you to listen to it in a spiritual sense, because if it don't touch the spirit, it serves no purpose. you can sing all day long, but if it doesn't have a ministry, if it doesn't have the Spirit of God sanctioning it,
right,
it has no purpose. There's no sense in me putting it out there because I want it to touch people lives. I want it to encourage them. I want it to bring them their mind back to their foundation, which is God. You know, it's designed to give people hope, to bring them back to the relationship that they once had with God or to draw them to God.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the CD, to let them know that, hey, God loves you. Yes, you can overcome this situation. Yes, no matter how jacked up we all are, God still loves us and he still has
yes.
a purpose for our lives. You know, so that was the essence of the CD. So when he listened to it, he says, I can feel God. I said, now that's what I needed to hear. So now I know, you know what I'm saying? Because it served
yes.
no purpose if it touches nobody's lives.
Yeah.
So I had to make sure that him as my leader, if he can feel it, then I know, and I feel it, then I know that it's going to serve its purpose.
Wow. And give a shout out to your church and to your pastor.
Victory Life Fellowship, 24 Channing, Portsmouth, Virginia. Pastor Steve Peacock is my pastor.
All right, Portsmouth in the house. Portsmouth in the house. Oh, wow.
Praise God.
And so do you have any upcoming events that you want to share with the listener?
Well, I have two engagements that's on the table now. My manager is looking over the contracts and so on of that nature. So I won't know all the details until I get back with her, which will probably be tomorrow because they just started calling in yesterday. I do have a new project that's coming out this spring. It's entitled Everything for Love, and it's a compilation of my CD that I did before in 2004. A couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 2004, and this one that just been released.
Wow. And so you're kind of introducing your first work, mixing in a little bit of your later work to really give everyone a whole kind of smorgasbord of what you have to offer, if you will, through your gospel music.
Yes, it's like a stepping stone. It's almost like, you know, when you take your first steps in life and then all
uh-huh.
of a sudden you started walking. So it's a stepping stone progress, but it has a powerful message through the whole CD. And I love my first CD and I love my second CD because I see what God is just showing himself, and it's just an awesome feeling to see. You know, when you look back and say, wow, God, you gave me that. Wow, God.
Yeah.
You know, it blows my mind to see how God just put things together. What you might think is something so minute,
mm-hmm.
the next thing you know, God turns that thing and it becomes something awesomely beautiful. And it's like, God, you used me to do that? Wow, you know, I give God all the glory and the praise because it's only by him, his means,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
His power, his presence. Oh.
Yeah, everything we have, he gave us, and everything we are, he made us. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. So how can listeners connect with you on Facebook or anywhere online?
They can reach me on Facebook. They can get my CDs on iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody, Amazon. If they're in Richmond, Barclays Bookstore, they can go to Heaven and Earth Bookstore, or they can just Google my name. I'm up there. So they'll be able to find me. They just put in Harriet Vanderpool, all of my information will come up to them.
Oh, right. Simple as that.
Or you can contact my manager, Jay Nelson, at area code 804-409-5300 or Wanda Adams at 770-873-8254.
And big shout out to Wanda Adams in marketing ministry. So big shout out there to her. And so what have been some of the comments or things that maybe listeners have said to you about any of the songs that may have touched them? Have you had any feedback come back to you?
Yeah, they love I Can, and they love they love the pretty much the CD.
Right.
Their main ones is I Can and Everything for Love, because Everything for Love is based upon, you know, like I said, a lot of times people think they're jacked up and they're inadequate, but God still loves us. God already knew from the foundations of the earth how we were going to be and how we're going to end up. So he says, I still love you. I still have purpose for you, and I'll do anything to get your attention to let you know that I love you. That's why I died for you. You know, that's why I shed my blood, to let you know how much I love you. He said, I'll do anything to get your attention, to let you know, even going to the cross. When he gave me I Can, it's just to encourage people that, yes, you can reach your dreams. Yes, you can overcome. Yes, you can do. Yes, you can endure. You know, you might have to suffer some things or go through some things, but yes, you can. The final result is you can achieve it. If you can believe it, then you can achieve it. So yes, I can live my life for Christ. You know, sometimes people say it's a hard walk, but with Christ, we are overcomers. We can endure all things. We are more victorious. So
yeah,
we have to give up. You know, we got to give up some things. We got to change some things, but he also gave you power and authority, right?
Yes. And listen, one of our chatters said, amen. That's hanging out in the chat room. She said, amen to that. And you know what? I'm so glad you brought up the message of love. This is Valentine's week, so Valentine's is in 2 days, right? And so, you know, sometimes some people feel some type of way about it if they feel like they don't have the Valentine that they want to have. But I love that you're stressing that, you know, the love of God, and it doesn't matter where you are in life. You know, so what do you say to the person that's struggling with Valentine's and is struggling with love and not feeling love?
You know, no matter where you are, God is right there. Jesus is right there with his arms open wide to receive you, to hold you, to comfort you. He's the best friend you'll ever have. So no matter if you don't have a significant other or somebody that's right there, he is everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. He's everywhere at all times. And all you have to do is just call him. If you call him, he said, I answer you. And he'll give you that hug and that love that you're looking for, because a human love cannot replace the love of God, because God's love can go into an area in your life that nobody could ever reach. He knows the secrets. He knows every minute chamber of your life and your heart. And only God can fill that emptiness, that empty space that you're longing to be filled or touched by somebody. So that's the love of God. He can overshadow you and wrap his loving arms around you and give you that warmth and that hug that you need in a time of need.
All right, that hug you need in the time of need. So there you go, listeners, that's your Valentine's message for the day today. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited because we're talking to Harriet Vanderpool, a gospel artist. Again, we mentioned, big shout-out and congratulations. She just snagged for 2013 South Florida Gospel Music Awards, Best Female Gospel Artist, Best Gospel Song of the Year, Best Gospel Album, and Best New Gospel Artist. So I know all of that is just completely overwhelming and probably hasn't even sunk in, but certainly when your peers recognize your ministry and your ministry work, you know, it's an awesome thing to kind of pause and accept that recognition. So that's awesome.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So what would be, you know, you've got this project. Do you think you'll ever do a live project?
Actually, that's what they're asking me to do now, is a live project.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I perform better live than in a studio.
I can kind of tell that. I can kind of hear that.
Yeah, in the studio, they'll tell you, you know, you get caught up in the noise, and they say, oh, stop, wait a minute, hold up, do that live again. And it's like, oh, my God.
Right.
Wait a minute, hold up, the noise ain't flowing, you want me to stop and go back?
Right.
So it's more challenging in the studio versus, you know, doing a live performance. It's just you and God and the audience, and you're taking them into the presence of God, and you're feeling God, and you're listening to him, and he's telling you what to do. Even as you're singing, he's ministering to you so that
right.
you can minister to his people. And it's just an awesome feeling to rely totally on God and not just your ability or yourself, you know. So I'm looking forward to a live performance, you know, a live concert recording, so. To God be the glory. Great things he's doing.
Yes, yes, yes. I can definitely hear that. I can hear that you would be awesome really live. I can definitely hear that. And there are YouTube videos. I've seen some YouTube videos. So, listeners, you can go out to YouTube and search for Harriet Vanderpool and see, you know, see some things there. So, well, we're excited that we had a chance to talk to you and chat it up with you and that you stopped by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and that I got to meet you in person yesterday. So.
I'm glad I met you, too. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome, and
excited.
We'll certainly keep in touch and have you back and kind of keep up with you.
Amen. And welcome to Virginia Gag.
Oh, thank you so much, listeners. If you tuned in late, I am now officially a member of the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild. So big shout out. That's late breaking, hot off the press news. I hadn't posted it on Twitter, Facebook, or anything. So you heard it here first, and you heard it here live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So thank you so much, Harriet.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
All right.
For having me.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, we have a few events we want to shout out and tell you about. So listen, I'm really proud of Sisterly Grace Dance Studio. They are phenomenal. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen these young ladies, it's like you just need to see them. And they are working in conjunction with Black Element Productions, and they are presenting The Legacy Lives, A Journey Through Black History. And that's going to be Sunday, March 17th. They have two show times for you, 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And it's going to be at the Henrico Theater. It's gorgeous. They renovated it. If you've never been to the Henrico Theater, or if you haven't been since renovations, you need to go just to see the theater. That's right down East 9 Mile Road. The tickets are only $15 for regular admission, and then they have $20 tickets for VIP, which includes free access to a Black History exhibit. Again, this event is called The Legacy Lives, A Journey Through Black History. Check out Sisterly Grace Dance Studios. You can find out more information. They're on Eventbrite with www.legacylives13.eventbrite.com. You can actually just go to eventbrite.com and search for Legacy Lives 13 and find out. You can search for Sisterly Grace Dance Studios. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. And you can also call, a contact is Courtney. And you can call Courtney at area code 804-647-7785. And there is another event. The Old Landmark Gospel Association presents an evening with Gospel Trailblazers. That's going to take place on a Sunday, February 24th. That's at 4 p.m. at Fifth Baptist Church, right on West Cary Street. And they are featuring, these are some of the featured artists, Bubba Johnson and the Gospel Gents, and they will be there as the Stars of Virginia, Reverend Philip Knight as Sam Cooke, Rock Hill Male Chorus as the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, Deacon Ronnie West as Reverend James Cleveland, J Unity as Bishop Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir, Miss Cynthia Davis as Albertina Walker, and First Lady Cynthia Brown as Evangelist Shirley Caesar. This is going to be an awesome event. It's free, free admission, an evening with Gospel Trail Blazers, Sunday, February 24th, 4 p.m. at the Fifth Baptist Church. So check it out. Richmond always has dynamic things going on, as always, so you always want to keep up to date. Listen, I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and I know you're following me on Facebook. Connect with me on Facebook. What you doing? Facebook.com/Charvette. Or if you're watching your, you know, the number of friends you have, you can subscribe to my public post. All of the show information is always posted on public post, so no problem at all. We don't have to be friends per se on Facebook, but you can still stay up to date on all of our artists, all of our guests. Again, we started the top of the hour out with Brian Pound. Oh, my goodness. He is dynamic. Check him out at brianpound.com and follow him. Look for him on an upcoming episode, a show of the 700 Club. And then we chatted it up with Niasia, a teen singing sensation from Richmond, Virginia, only 14 years old. She's got wisdom beyond her years. And big shout out to her there, a fellow award nominee for 2013. And you can see her at Expo, Transformation Expo, Saturday, March 9th. And as well as Brian Pound. And then we wrapped up our artist spotlight with Harriet Vanderpool. Again, you can find that anywhere music is sold. You can just Google Harriet Vanderpool. She's all over. She has a Facebook fan page, so you can connect there. Say you listen to this and you're like, oh, man, I wish somebody else could hear this interview. Oh, it's so easy. All you have to do is send them to charvette.com. They can listen to past shows. They can check out the upcoming shows and all that good stuff. So I am excited that you joined us here today. We're going to wrap up this edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, we love you guys, and we always thank you for all those that listen all across the world. Oh, my goodness, we've had people listening from Washington, D.C., and Midlothian, Virginia, and Jersey City, New Jersey, and Mountain View, California. Oh, my goodness, Monroe, Virginia, Brooklyn, New York was in the house. France, hello. How y'all doing? Chicago, Illinois, and the list goes on. So thank you so much, listeners, for keeping it locked here every week. We're here every Tuesday, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring you phenomenal shows like nobody's business. And, you know, we like to give you the behind the scenes. You get to listen to the artists and hear their hearts. And hear from authors and hear from celebrities and all that good stuff. So until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.